Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out to everybody in Pine Bluffs, Arkansas tonight listening to us. Hello. Hope you're doing well. And, yeah, there's rain and some bad weather headed your direction, so batten down the hatches. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And a special shout-out to everybody working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing. Thank you very much for keeping America rolling. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. 7 past the hour. Here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning, everybody. This is kind of a two-parter tonight, two-nighter, I guess. I don't know how you'd say it. But anyway, it's kind of a blessing in a different way. So if you're online or you're on the phone or anything right now, coast to coast or in another country, I've got a blessing for you. And believe me, I put a lot.
You mean like Maria?
Yes, like Maria. You're in on this, Maria.
Already heard from her, yep.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter where you are, if you're listening. And by the way, tomorrow night, by groups, you know, we'll do it by name, but I just wanted to do it a little different. I just felt to, because I want everybody to know that when I put these blessings out, everyone that's listening to the Captain, you get in on this. I don't care who you are. Okay. Here's a portion of Psalm 103, and I tried to change this 1,000 times, and the Lord kept, I kept feeling, no, this is what you need to hear, so I'll put it over you, whatever. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all iniquities and heals all your diseases. Heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. The Lord is merciful and slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not keep his anger forever to those who keep his covenant, which I'm going to talk about in a second, and remember his commandments. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all forever. And let's not forget this, people. It's something that's so very important. We know more than ever with all the crazy things going on. 2 Chronicles 7:14. This is God's covenant. If my people, and I know you know this by heart, who are called by, but we're not doing it, all of us. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from any of their wicked ways, seek me and pray, I will heal their land. And you know something? There is no greater covenant God ever made with us as a nation. And if we want to be healed, I mean, this is for ourselves also. This has to do with us, whether it's individual, as a group, or as a nation. You know, we need a healing in this land. As you know, we've never heard such a split in people. Are the anxiety that I sense, that I'm even hearing from people, depression. You know, God can heal all this. And I believe that he will. I just believe it could get worse before it gets better. You know, that's how it goes sometimes. But we have to have faith. Keep our faith and stay firm. We're tough people. You know, we're Americans. We're tough. And those of you that are connected to the show, American or not, we're tough. Because we believe we have faith in a God that heals, absolutely. And I'm getting the word healing very strong today. Many of you need healing in your bodies and even spiritually, and I pray with my soul and my heart. I already pre-prayed this, by the way. Some of you know that, unless you're new. I pre-pray these for a couple hours, and I'll be doing special groups tomorrow night. But I just pray that God will heal you in whatever way you need to be healed. I don't care what's wrong. There isn't anything that God cannot heal. There is nothing he can't heal. And that's what he wants to do for you tonight. And yes, he wants to heal this nation. I've never seen our nation so split. It's just craziness. We heard the first hour, and we're going to hear a lot more. It's just craziness. We have a president that they want to tear apart. They want to do anything to. Well, you know that's what they're doing to the righteous. We know that evil versus good is upped its. I'll tell you, I've never seen it like this. Never. I've never seen evil versus good as it is now. So anyway, in the name of the Lord, I just pray these things over you all tonight. And tomorrow night I'll try to continue, but with specific groups. Hard for me to say.
So anyway, specificity.
Thank you. Yes, that's it, Captain. I'll tell you, when you prayed for 2 hours, it's hard to get back into the normal realm here. But I promise you all, you've been prayed over. And just take it for someone that's been through a lot. And I trust in God, and he does not break his covenants. God has never broken a covenant. Sometimes we break them with him, though. So as a nation, I pray over it tonight. I pray over our president. I pray over our leaders. May God bless all, and may God bless you all for listening to this. And he will, I promise you, if you allow that. Thank you so much. Thank you, Captain, and I'll get with you all tomorrow night to finish this. Thank you.
All righty, Ms. Rosary, the prayer intercessor, and good morning to Dave up there in Indiana. He said it's supposed to be raining over the top of his house right now, according to the radar. But there's no rain. He said it must be a vertigo. Maybe. Who knows? But it'll be raining soon by the looks here, Dave, because don't wish anything upon yourself that you don't want. It's in the area. It's in the vicinity. All right. And Miss Rosemary, of course, with her kind words, we always appreciate that. And Catwoman and Road Dog are saying hello. And Flip, Major Mac, Mahalia, and Mahalia, I don't know where you're at. I wish you'd tell me so I know. Oh, now I do know where you're at. Okay, she's in Baltimore, Maryland, listening to us. Okay, thank you very much. And we've got Antoinette, and Antoinette is in Cleveland, Ohio. And she's saying, go Indians. Okay, all right, gotcha. Well, I think the Rays are ahead of the Indians for that last wild card spot, though. All right, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, tell them how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owner-operators of ReliefFactor.com in Kirkland, Washington, right up there in Seattle. Because I talked to Pete yesterday, and he was telling me about the comments he's been getting again. And we thank everybody for doing that, for letting them know how pleased you are with what the product is and what it does for you. By the way, about 80% of you, I was told by Pete again yesterday, he verified that, about 80% of you, once you take the quick start, you stick with the program. And that's a good thing, because if you need to have it, this is the way to go. And it's all natural ingredients, Relief Factor. So if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain and you want to get off the hardcore drugs and medication, here's a natural product that can help you. Now, it works with arthritis, which is what I've got. Works with back pain, which is what I've got. Works with neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, ankle pain, leg pain, and muscle aches, too. And don't forget your ankles. Now, let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start, which costs $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. Follow it as instructed. And if it works, fine. You get yourself a better way to do things than taking the narcotics that you've been on. And if it doesn't work, then you go back to plan B, I guess, which is what you were doing before. But about 80% of the people that go on Relief Factor stay there. So that's a good sign, too. Now, remember the website, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. ReliefFactor.com/Captain is where you go to order your Relief Factor. And again, I'm a walking prime example of what happens. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 3.5 years now, and it works, or I wouldn't be telling you about it right now. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Give it a shot. I mean, after all you get to lose is pain, right? All right. Back to the
discussion with the seriousness of the impeachment situation. And much to my surprise, Kamala Harris chimed in, and what she said was not what I expected I'd hear. Listen to this.
I'll leave that to the voters to decide. I'll leave that to the voters to decide. And in my experience, the voters are paying attention to this race. They are paying attention to the issues and people's records, and they'll make the decision.
She was asked a question what she thought about this and the Biden-Ukraine situation and Trump and this, that, and the other. She said, I'll leave that to the voters. How about that? How about that? Now, Lindsey Graham, who I really, you know, he's got times when there's just nobody any better. Lindsey Graham had quite a bit to say yesterday, and here's what he had to say about this whole impeachment stuff.
But the one thing that I think has to be dealt with here is that the son of the vice president was receiving a lot of money from the Ukraine, and some of the sources of the funds were under investigation by the prosecutor. I don't know what the right answer is. I just hope somebody will look at it, and I don't mind the president bringing up the idea maybe the guy was fired because of a conflict of interest.
But how was it not inappropriate that the president asked the president of another country to look into a political rival who's running for election, possibly against him if he went to the primary next year?
I don't know what you looked at. I think it's very appropriate for the president of the United States to suggest that you got a corruption problem, and this prosecutor that was fired, maybe it was because he was corrupt, or maybe because he was looking at something close to America here. The vice president's son was receiving money from the Ukraine, was on a board of a company that was the subject of investigation. The question that got me going was, did the President of the United States suggest to the Ukraine, I will withhold money unless you go after my political rival? The answer is absolutely not. That's why I wanted the phone call to be released. I wanted Mueller to do his job, and he was able to do his job. The phone call's released. Now I want to know from the whistleblower, who told you about the phone call if you were not on it yourself? Who is it in the system that went to this person? Why did they pick this person to tell about a phone call? And why did the whistleblower file a complaint about something they had no direct knowledge of?
Do you want the Senate Judiciary Committee to be involved at all?
The Senate sent it all to the Intel Committee.
Okay.
So
Democrats have asked you to bring in Attorney General Bill Barr to ask him about all of the whistleblower complaint and profit behind the scenes. Will you invite him?
It's my understanding that the case has been referred to the Intel Committee, but I will look at what happened here. I mean, before I knew what was in the phone call, I said, it's a privilege matter, clearly, but the aura around the phone call was disturbing. Did the President of the United States take money that was going to the Ukraine and threaten to withhold it if he did not get help in his reelection? The answer is no. Did Joe Biden threaten to withhold money if you don't fire somebody in the Ukraine? Yes. Maybe there's a good reason to do that, but here's the elephant in the room. The person you asked to be fired was investigating companies that your son was part of. Now, somebody needs to look at that. I don't care to look at it. Somebody outside of politics. From my point of view, Joe Biden's an honorable, decent guy, but there's an obvious conflict here. And it's okay to talk about an obvious conflict.
But many Western allies and people like the National Monetary Fund also wanted that prosecutor removed.
Yeah, did any of them have a family member working in the Ukraine? So it may be justified that this guy was corrupt. I don't know, but I do know this, that the person arguing for him to be fired had a conflict of interest. And if you don't see that conflict, you're blind. If you don't see that there's a double standard here when it comes to Trump and everybody else, you're blind. You're willfully blind. If this had been a Republican, you would be asking, what relationship did your son's involvement in the Ukraine have to your decision to call for the guy to be fired? Did the New York Times tip off the vice president there's an investigation that involves companies that your son may be part of? I'm not accusing them of anything, but there is plenty of conflict here that somebody should look at.
Now, that was Lindsey Graham yesterday, and he was caught in the hallway as he was moving freely by some reporters, a gaggle of reporters, and they all jumped in there and asked a bunch of questions, and Lindsey gave them some answers. And again, I love the expression. If you don't see that there was a conflict, you're blind. If you don't see that there's a double standard here when it comes to Trump and everybody else, you're blind. You are willfully blind. Way to go, Lindsey. He does it again, hits another home run. But again, this is a no-brainer. The president did nothing illegal. And the president did nothing like what the Democrats are trying to stretch the truth and make it sound like he did. Because even Adam Schiff said when he was asked, well, do you believe this transcript? Do you believe that it hasn't been doctored with and this and the other? And he says, and he made some sort of reference to the fact that, well, you really can't believe anything. And the only way we could believe it is if we had the actual tape in its entirety. Well, sure, they want the actual tape in its entirety. But here's what I want first if I'm the president. You want a bargain? Okay. Where's the Joe Biden tape on what he did when he was over there? Where's the Joe Biden tape? Because you know they got one somewhere. You know they've got one somewhere for sure. And we've already seen the television where he was bragging about what it was that he did. You know, well, I told them I'd be gone in about 6 hours, and if they didn't have it done, $1.5 billion wouldn't be there for them to have. Yeah, sure. Right, Joe. Now, that was coercion. That was coercion. The president did nothing at all similar to that. Not even remotely close. So there you go. All right. We're getting ready to come back with our first military and veterans news report. That's going to be an interesting report tonight because we do have some stuff to talk about, including something coming out of the Department of Defense for the veterans in our veterans news segment here, because things are changing a little bit here tonight as we speak, and we've got the brand new e-benefits package that's come out where you can actually go online and do just about anything you want. If you got a computer and you're already in the system, well, happy days are here again. You can do everything through va.gov, and we'll be telling you all about that here in just a little bit when we come by. And by the way, there are U.S. troops headed to Saudi Arabia. Stand by. We don't know exactly what the game plan is just yet, but we think we know. So we'll talk about it when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's a Thursday morning, and I'm broadcasting to you live and living and in living color all across the country. Again, thank you very much for tuning in, for chiming in, for opining in. And a special shout-out again to all our truckers out there. We'll have a report for you in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The whistleblower complaint against President Trump in his phone call to Ukraine's president has gone to Congress. He met with Vladimir Zelensky, who was asked if he felt pressure to investigate the Bidens.
We had, I think, good phone call. It was normal. We spoke about many things. And I think, and you read it, that nobody pushed it. pushed me.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is cause for an impeachment inquiry.
This document demonstrates that President Trump made it abundantly and redundantly clear to the President of the Ukraine that he wanted him to investigate his political opponent.
The president calls the controversy a hoax.
Impeachment for that?
At a news conference, he said Democrats are only pursuing it because they can't win at the polls. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news report here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've got a great idea to help you jumpstart your career and your paycheck too. And I want you to listen up, guys and gals, because if you're in a dead-end job and you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy and their two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You will start at $50,000 or $60,000 a year and have the opportunity to make a lot more than that. It's totally up to you as to how much you want to work, because this is an in-demand job that pays a lot of money.
Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu, the website again, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Now, the number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. The website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu. The phone number, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. After you do that, tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide slap open for you. Now, we have a situation right now where the U.S. is trying to figure out a game plan and how they're going to send troops to support Saudi Arabia following the Iranian oil airstrikes on its oil fields and the refineries. But just how many, their capabilities, and where they'll come from won't be announced until later this week, according to a senior Pentagon official. Now, I've already got kind of a heads up on this, and Colonel Jim and I were talking about this, as you well know if you've listened to the program. He's on Wednesdays. And we mentioned that we're going to have some people with some Patriot missile batteries, some radar folks, some people that do intel, that sort of thing, that'll be there. And we're probably going to send another Patriot missile battery or two and position them in a different manner, or add to the positioning, if you will, as to where they have them now. And following the Pentagon's Friday announcement that it would deploy forces as a deterrent to Iran's recently antagonizing of a U.S. ally, the senior leader said they were looking at options for a deployment. Well, of course they are. They always do. They always do. So we'll see what it is they're going to do. Now, as I teased here just a second ago, the VA and the e-benefits transition is now in effect. If you have signed up to get your VA benefits done via the internet, you are already in the system and you're already probably taking advantage of this to a certain degree. If not, this transition will be in phases. And it's already begun with certain online transactions such as disability benefits claims and their status, post 9/11 GI Bill statement of benefits, and information on how to request your military service records. Now, they're working on the migration of other features to include the ability to apply for VA disability compensation and updating direct deposit information from compensation and person pension checks. So all that will change in the days and weeks to come. But all you got to do is go over to va.gov, and it's right there on what they call e-benefits of va.gov. Now, we know the president stood before the world leaders at the UN General Assembly and rejected globalism and also immigration, liberal immigration policies, while exhorting the world to act as Iran's bloodlust was moving forward and in plain sight for everybody to see. We know all of that. We also know that a complaint filed with the Department of Defense's Inspector General blasts Rear Admiral Colin Green as a schemer willing to trash the reputations of bona fide SEAL combat heroes to preserve their precarious perch atop naval's special warfare. Now, the IG complaint pits Trump and decorated operators against this rear admiral who fired a SEAL team triad recently. This admiral apparently has his own definition of the rules that people have to abide by. Now, a year after Hurricane Florence, Camp Lejeune is still working on housing repairs. Defense Secretary Mark Esper toured the on-base housing that's still uninhabitable as a result of the Category 4 hurricane that barreled ashore a year ago. I remember it very well. And we'll see where all of that takes us in the days and weeks to come, as there may be another storm headed in their direction before now and a week or two from now. Excuse me. Now, unsafe intercepts involving NATO aircraft have decreased, and they're often the result of a hot-dogging pilot, according to a top general. On August the 8th, Canadian and American fighter jets intercepted two Russian nuclear-capable bombers off the coast of Alaska, according to the North American Aerospace Defense Command, and they did a little hot-dogging around the planes while they were there, which is always interesting. Not that they need to do that when you're dealing with the Russians. And our president and his Polish counterpart, Andrzej Duda, inked a joint declaration on advancing defense cooperation September 23rd in New York, paving the way for an increased U.S. military presence in Poland, which is going to include a military base paid for and built by the Polish government. Now, they also are going to pay for us to be there. And a congressionally appointed panel recommended the United States halt its withdrawal from Syria to prevent an ISIS resurgence, counter Iranian influence in the country, and provide leverage for a negotiated end to the Syrian civil war. We'll see how that works out. And while some world leaders championed national self-defense and decried globalism, NATO's Secretary General said that the case for the alliance is only growing stronger. By the way, there was another U.S. airstrike in southern Libya, killed 11 people, suspected militants linked to the Islamic State. Their second airstrike in the southern Libyan town of Muzurk in less than a week. And that is where the bad guys seem to be right now, which is right there, not very far from the border. Now, Iran's Rouhani, President Hassan Rouhani, said that he was open to discuss the small changes, additions, or amendments to a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and six major powers if the United States were to lift sanctions imposed on the Islamic Republic. Well, don't hold your breath on that one, right? That's not going to happen anytime soon, especially with what they've done to Saudi Arabia for the attack that they launched. So they'll just have to stand in line and wait their term. By the way, the Joint Chiefs Vice Chairman nominee will get his final Senate confirmation vote this week. Now, I wish him well. And military stores are now pulling vaping products from the shelves of their exchanges on base in the wake of the health scare that we currently have got going on. So if you're vaping in the military, it won't be happening for long because they're going to stop selling it. All right. We'll be right back. Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. Denise Simon coming in right after that. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, love machine? Aw, 10-4, pig pen. For sure, by golly, it's clean, clear to Taco Town. Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Arizona, noon on the 7th of June, when they highballed over the pass. Bulldog Mac with a can on back and a Jaguar hauling ass. He's 10 on the floor, stroking bore, seat cover starting to gain. Now Fever, you trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drain.
Song Convoy from the original movie that started it all for the truckers out there, Convoy. That was when Ernest Borgnine was the sheriff and Allie McGraw was the trucker gal riding with the Chris Christopherson, who was the lead guy in the big protest that they were doing going across the country, and they kept picking up more and more drivers. Really kind of an interesting program. But anyway, and that was the movie that kind of started it all called called Convoy. All righty, well, this portion of the program, the Turcos Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by your pilot travel center nearest you, as well as the Flying J truck stop. Now, thunderstorms may continue to produce heavy rainfall and localized flash flooding across portions of the desert southwest. Now, to the north, dry and windy conditions will lead to critical fire weather conditions across parts of Wyoming. And by Friday, the focus turns to the central plains and Midwest, where severe thunderstorms, heavy rainfall, flooding, and maybe a tornado or two is possible. So let's get into all of that right now as we take a look at the weather. Now, out in Arizona right now, western Arizona, from Phoenix west and north up towards Flagstaff, and west over to Kingman, and north to the Utah line, and over into Las Vegas, Nevada, as well as the eastern third of California, from the Nevada state line and California down to Blythe, down to Yuma, down that away. You have got rain, and you've got a pretty good amount of rain coming down. And it looks like as if you are definitely going to be having rain all day long down there. Now, up into Utah, the eastern part of Utah and the southern part along I-15, headed right over the line there for a little way, St. George and up in that area. You've got some unsettled weather conditions today for what could be dry weather. It could also be possibly some lightning, some dry, what they call dry lightning, with some thunderstorms. It could be moving across into Colorado tonight, because it looks like there's some rain. Colorado and Denver north up to Wyoming, and Denver northeast I-76 to the Nebraska line right now. Looks like there's scattered rain through there. Wyoming, you do have a fire watch there through most of the area, going across I-80 tonight from one end of the border, Nebraska, all the way over to Utah. Looks like you got a fire watch all the way across there tonight. Now, if you're going to Montana, take your winter coat with you. It's going to be really cold up there. They're not talking about just cold temperatures. They're talking about a hard freeze. Temperatures in the teens, especially along the Canadian border. So be advised of that. Unsettled weather conditions across most of Washington State and most of Oregon, because of some weather coming in off the Pacific coast right now. And up in the northeastern part of Minnesota, towards Duluth, you've got a freeze warning up there, as well as up into the northern peninsula of Michigan. There is some rain tonight in the northeastern part of Illinois, and over there towards Dave's house. He said he's forecast to have rain over there, but it wasn't raining yet, but it looks like it's not very far away, Dave. Now, we do have some severe weather tonight to report. It is in the eastern third of Oklahoma, to include Oklahoma City to Tulsa, up I-44 to Joppa, Missouri, and there are some severe thunderstorms in there, and there could be the threat of a tornado or two mixed into this. Arkansas, coming across I-40 from Fayetteville, Bentonville, on down to Fort Smith, along I-40. You definitely have severe thunderstorms there. It's slowly moving to the east right now, so be advised of that. And as far as the southeast, other than that, you've got a little bit of fog on the state line, I-95, on the South Carolina-Georgia line right now by the looks, and a little bit of rain along Lake Ontario and Lake Erie and upstate New York, but nothing at all that's that solid. So there you go. Now, keep in mind, your Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by our friends at Flying J and Pilot, because you're liable to find, especially at the Flying J's, a really nice sit-down restaurant, Denny's, Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill. And the bigger Flying J's around the big cities have been known to have a second location in there, fast food type, like maybe a Dairy Queen, maybe a Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, could be a McDonald's, a Wendy's, could be a Subway, an Arby's, Chester's Chicken, or could be a Dunkin' Donuts, full-service Dunkin' Donuts shop. But whatever you got, they're all decent. It's all decent stuff now. And again, as I've been telling you, your Pilot Travel Center is not your daddy's average truck stop anymore. No more stopping in there, grab a cup of coffee and a hot dog, and out the door you go with a bag of chips. Uh-uh, not working that way. So there you go. But anyway, that's what we got right now with everything that is transpiring. Now, let me see here. Let's see if we got our Washington, D.C. connection here. Could this be the Washington She-Devil? Up there in the den of iniquity.
You know, I don't know about iniquity, but it's nuts. It's
It is nuts, and I'm beginning to think that Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler all need to be in straitjackets.
Well, yeah, I it's really quite remarkable. I had an interview yesterday, quite the meeting with Congressman Babin. And one of the first things, you know, I said to him is, I said, you know, you really work in a stupid place. You know, you really go every day to a stupid place to go to work on behalf of the people. And he said, it's absolutely right. I saw a man that was really beside himself. It's kind of like the Republicans are so in shock of the far-reaching nonsense of the Democrats that it's almost hard to describe anymore.
They told us what they were going to do, the Democrats, and they're doing just exactly what they said.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there's such hypocrisy and double standards that are going on this week in Washington, D.C., because of, you know, what Pelosi did in announcing a formal impeachment inquiry means that it's just not the Nadler committee.
Yep.
But it's
all
now,
of them.
I think, it's, yes.
It's all of them. Every committee they got.
So if you think that any people's work, any of the important issues are going to get discussed or are going to advance legislatively, it's stopped.
That's right. You're right.
It's
absolutely
stopped.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Impeachment inquiries, as I see it, is really the Democrats' abilities now to compel documents, to further subpoenas, and to build yet a dossier, another kind of dossier on Trump.
That's what they're doing.
Her caucus going into the 2020 election.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. She is up there in Washington, D.C. right now, so we're going to find out more about the swamp. And she's right there in the middle of it. And I hope she's got a rowboat and a paddle and a life jacket. But I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.